The New Factory Thinker by Bill Bishop. Chapter 28. Entertaining. In the new factory marketplace, you have new competitors, talking cats and celebrity bloopers on YouTube. These entertainments, along with movies, music, TV shows, sports, and video games, compete with you for the attention of your prospects. That's why you need to have more fun with your customers. You don't have to put on a clown nose or start tap dancing, but you do need to inject a three-finger shot of entertainment into your business. Otherwise, you'll commit the biggest sin of the new factory era, being boring. In their book The Experience Economy, Joseph Pine and James Gilmore explain that having fun with customers is a powerful way to add value and differentiate your company. When I read it in the 1990s, Pine and Gilmore's book was revelatory to me. I had never thought of my business as a show, like putting on a play. But it made sense, so we enacted several changes to improve our customers' experience. We scripted our process from start to finish, and we made our show more entertaining. I remember joking that it needed to be a comedy, not a tragedy, and preferably a romantic comedy, where the customer not only loves us, they also have a good laugh. Our new approach worked because it observed one of the key marketing principles that states, people buy more when they're having fun. This axiom is true because when people have fun, they put down their guard, open up, and trust you more, which makes them more likely to buy. That's why I write books with titles like How to Sell a Lobster and The Problem with Penguins. By having a little fun, often at my own expense, people are more receptive to my message. In the old factory era, fun was frowned upon in the workplace. It was okay to have fun after work and on the weekend, but business was serious. No joking around on the assembly line. Laughter and joviality got in the way of productivity. Moreover, the top-down hierarchical organizational structure of old factories didn't lend itself to hilarity and good times. But times have changed. The new factory structure is non-hierarchical. People want to have fun at work, and your customers want to have fun too. The lines between work and play are now blurred. Acting too serious, which old factory thinkers believe portrays gravitas and professionalism, are now interpreted as stuffiness and authoritarian. It's a turn-off. So it's a good idea to have a little fun with your customers. You don't need to overdo it. A smidge of fun will do. One of my clients put a picture of an ostrich on her website with a caption that read, "Don't bury your head in the sand. Deal with your safety issues today." The quirky picture worked. It got prospects laughing and thinking, "Yup, that's us. We're ostriches. We've buried our heads in the sand." My client credits this dollop of ostrich fun as the key reason that her business fortunes improved. Another client of mine gives celebrities a silver dollar wrapped in bubble wrap. She tells them that their money is fragile, that most celebrities blow all their money. She tells them she will bubble wrap their money and protect it. This fun bubble wrap metaphor has helped her attract dozens of celebrities to her business. They call her the bubble wrap lady. Another client starts his process by helping his clients make a bucket list of all the things they want to do before they die. This fun exercise differentiates him from the other boring financial advisors in town and serves a practical function. Once prospects have done the bucket list, they are more motivated to create a financial plan and invest their money. Another client gives his members a special perk. If they sign up for his program, they get a key to a wine locker at the best restaurant in town. When they eat at the restaurant, they can open the locker and drink the wine inside for no charge. He tells me that his members love the wine locker perk. "I'm convinced," he says, "the primary reason some of them sign up for my program is because they get a key to the wine locker." Another client, a used car salesperson, gives his customers a hug. He has become Canada's huggable car dealer. This fun hook has made him a household name and increased his sales. "Some people come into our dealership just to get a hug," he says. These examples show that adding entertaining value isn't hard. You just have to try it. You have to take a risk. But you'll learn that the biggest risk is not having fun. After all, if your competitors offer an experience that's more fun than yours, you will lose customers. In addition to fun, you should make your customers' experience more enjoyable than your old factory competitors. Traditionally, dealing with old factories was not enjoyable. It wasn't much fun to visit a bank or dentist. They weren't even trying to make it fun. But now, for example, TD Bank, one of the leading Canadian banks, uses the slogan, "Banking can be this comfortable." TD Bank is trying to distinguish itself from its less comfortable competitors. They realize comfort and enjoyment are emotional values that customers crave. Doing something unexpected is another way to provide fun. Mix up your process. Do things differently than the standard in your industry. Bring in unexpected guest experts. Send your members a board game after a stage in your process. Send an electronic reward when they complete a task of your coaching process. Call them on Monday morning to invite them to a members-only party. Shake things up. Surprise them. Another trend that is taking hold in the new factory marketplace is gamification. Leading companies have turned their marketing campaigns into games. Using apps and social media, they get their prospects and customers to play a game that relates to their business. Nike, for example, has a running app that tracks your runs and challenges you to run faster and longer. When participants advance through a level, they receive badges or credits. The whole experience of interacting with the company is a game that customers love to play. It also keeps them tied to the company through fun and entertainment. Old factory thinkers are generally a serious lot. They think business is business. It's serious. But now, being serious might be a liability. Having fun might be a lot smarter.